You've been nominated for an Emmy.
Yep.
This year. How does that feel?
Oh, life-changing. I mean, it's so funny. You know, all the years that you see people being nominated for Emmys and you go, oh, yeah, so what? You know, because you just expect it. You know, there's a million names come up and you go, oh. And honestly, for someone coming from my position, it's just like, oh, my God, it's the most fantastic experience. I mean, it's just like, you know, to have all that work recognized, just even noticed, it's the most tremendous feeling. It absolutely, you know, vindicates all that work. So, I'm absolutely delighted, really delighted.
When did you consider doing a project on Eddie Izzard, and did you ever think it would turn out the way that it did?
No, I didn't. I didn't actually think about... I was running a club at the beginning of the noughties, as they call them now, which was like a film and music club. There were a whole bunch of us, all creators, all trying to do stuff, and this is in Soho in London. And, you know, there are all the classic ways to start. You do this, you do that, you do what you know, that kind of thing. And I was actually much more interested in scripted stuff, you know, fictional stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'd always done in theatre, and, you know, I'd done a lot of music production, and so the crossover between those two worlds was you know, obviously leading somewhere. And casting about as we all were for what's the right topic, what's the thing to do, I thought, oh, because Eddie said, you know, I'm not wild about what happened before, would you, I want somebody to direct my new show, and I said, well, I don't really want to do that, because I just thought, oh, you know, that's another step in a different direction, and then I thought, oh, but would you be up for doing a documentary? And he kind of wasn't into it at first, because he was like, well, what does that mean exactly? And then he started to really kind of see the advantages. But at that point, it was really, you know, just bits and pieces. Just, you know, I was learning, I was doing shorts, I was doing, you know, learning at ease camera how to do anything, really. So it was kind of, it didn't really kick in until about 4 or 5 years. It's been a long, long project. And prior to that, it was just, you know, little bits and pieces of things. So once we actually started in earnest, that's when the real learning curve began. It was a real, like, it was a vertical learning curve, to be honest with you. This is at the end of it, coming out the other side. I feel like I've, I mean, after all that work, I've only just scratched the surface of all the things there are to know, you know. But, you know, this makes it so thrilling and makes it all feel so worthwhile, you know, that anybody's actually noticed it and gone, yeah, actually, it's quite good. It's fantastic. And, you know, it's just forming the thing into being, because we had no funding. It's just little bits and scraps here and there. It's very start-stop. So it is genuinely, completely independent. And, and I'm sure you're well aware, that's very exhausting when you're constantly running around chasing people and chasing them with a little bit of help, a little bit of money, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know. Yeah, without a big organization behind you. So, yeah, I thought it was going to be much easier in answer to your question specifically. I thought it would be straightforward. I thought he'd be a better interview subject and would, you know, spill his guts on his face. It actually took 4 years to get the final interview, because he's really very good. When he sees a red light come on, he just instantly goes into very positive PR mode. So trying to, and of course, you know, that's wonderful for a performer, but it's not so good when you're actually trying to get underneath the surface. So if you told me at the beginning it would take 4 years to get an interview that was genuinely revealing, I would have thought that'd be so ridiculous. And like, I think I actually said that to somebody, and they said, oh, it's going to take you years, you know. And I was like, oh, to be silly, I'm going to be doing this next year. Little did I know how wrong you can be.
Oh, man. So, I mean, considering that, how hard was it to edit this documentary?
Oh, my God. It was horrendous. I went through 4 different editors, and then I finally found one who kind of trusted me enough to go, okay, I'll go with your thoughts on this, whereas a lot of people kind of went, no, you can't do it like that. That's not how you do it. And because I was learning, I was a bit too willing to kind of be told.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of the learning curve as well, learning when to say no. And say, well, you might not know why I'm doing it, but just shut up and do it. because genuinely, you know, anybody that's got any degree of, you know, humility, you're not going to go, no, I'm going to fight you on every point, because you think, well, I don't know, and these guys seem to know, so I'll take their lead. But then I kept coming up with things that I felt were not quite what I had in mind, and it's closer now to what I had originally in mind than it ever was on the journey. But equally, you know, it was 4 different versions as well, trying to find what was the most universal story, what was the most uplifting story, what was the most positive and kind of long-lasting story, and ultimately that was the message, because, you know, that anyone can do it if they've got enough
time on TV, stand-up routine, and things like that. What do you think is the best reason for someone to watch your documentary, to learn about Eddie?
I think it is because he's neither an instant celebrity, who's just there and you're going, oh, right, it's all such a wonderful lifestyle, nor is he someone who's set out to conquer Everest, and that's an unusual thing in itself, you know, and has done it, and it's been very, very hard, but it's already something that only a few people are ever going to do. Or, I don't know, somebody's had a life of terrible suffering. You know, all the subjects for normal documentaries, where this is about somebody who actually is kind of more like the rest of us than you'd think. And I think what's great about it is that that's what makes it so relatable. You know what I mean? You can kind of go, oh, that could be me. Oh, maybe I will just keep on going. Maybe I will pick myself back up again. I mean, that's been the reaction that's been the most exciting. It's the one that I hoped it would be, which is people coming back going, oh, you know, I gave up on my band, or I gave up on my film career, or I gave up on this, and now I'm gonna go and do it. We had so many emails from people like that. And it's not supposed to be a self-help manual, but, you know, it's just, it is true that you can see somebody like Eddie and go, oh, he wasn't brilliant to start with, and he wasn't fantastically good-looking, God, everything just fell into his plate, it was all fabulous. It was just an ordinary person who, with an extraordinary degree of determination and a willingness to work at his talent to make it world-class. I think that's tremendously uplifting, and I think that is the most important reason to watch it.
Okay. The style of the production, the way it's shot, you can definitely see that you have that theater influence. Do you think that really helped you put everything together in the end?
I think it did, in the sense that because my career had paralleled Eddie's in so many ways, because originally I was running the venue that he came to as a student directing, and I ran a venue at the Edinburgh Festival, which you may know of. He came to me asking if he could actually put his first stand-up show on, and I actually booked him. We put him on. So in many ways, his career also went between theatre and comedy and all these different things. So it seemed that the crossover was ideal to tell the story, because it was, you know, very parallel to how he experienced his life, really. You know, I think we tried very hard to, or I tried very hard to capture the essence of each of those phases of his career in a kind of theatrical way, you know. Even if the animation is just going, here he is, it's Eddie Star, as a new thing, and another new thing. Oh, and here he is as something else. So, yeah, I think that helped. I like that.
Do you think your perception changed at all of Eddie by finding out all this extra information about him?
Well, yeah, I think it did. I think what was amazing was to get a sense of how people regarded him, and also how, as the production continued and people started to become aware that I was looking for footage, and they started to sort of give it up, to hand it over, how people got involved in the process, and how you could see that they were excited to show their, you know, how it resonated for them. I think people, I was interested, for example, people would come up when he did his world tour, which was one of the original strands of the story, which were people who, you know, because his family travelled when he was a kid all over the world, people would come to the gigs in those different countries and turn up with, you know, pieces of footage of him or his father or his family in that particular, you know, on the Sweden. We got in a call in Denver when we were all out on the tour. We got one in, the Northern Ireland stuff. We got another one from, Amsterdam. I mean, it was amazing, and I thought, gosh, this is incredible that people just get on board with this. It's like, in a way, it felt like people were also wanting to tell something of their story, too. Like this patchwork of experiences of one man across the world. It was really very interesting. I mean, in the end, half the battle was sorting through the vast amounts of footage that we were given, or that we got from other places, as well as stuff that we'd shot. So that was really interesting. I mean, and I had no idea. You know, that was all a complete shock to me. I had absolutely no idea that that was going to turn up.
Okay, considering the success of this documentary, how do you think it's changed your career?
Oh, beyond belief. Beyond belief, because, you know, it seemed like it was so long that I was trying to make this thing happen that people were just kind of rolling their eyes, going, yeah, right, it's never going to come out. And to be honest with you, I did too. But what has happened now is sort of overnight, suddenly, God, the difference in how people sort of respond to it, and people coming forward saying things that, well, I didn't know whether I should say this, but now I can say it, you know, people who felt, you know, degrees of inspiration, or I mean, just tremendously nice things that people said, that they felt better or more positive after watching it, felt better about themselves. And, you know, that's aside from all the obvious, you know, the Eddie fans going, oh, this is wonderful, and it's very personal, and we're, you know, really glad to feel that we've had a genuine insight, you know, and not something that's, you know, just done by an external television company that don't really know who the guy is. See, that was another worry, of thinking, oh, is this just, am I just too close to the subject, kind of, because I've known him too well for too long, you know, for all the years. And actually, you know, I think in the end it's come out as a kind of mixture of all of those things. So I hope that's how people see it. That seems to be the feedback I'm getting anyway.
So. As far as what you're working on in the future, do you think that a lot of your experiences during this whole process doing this documentary have played a part in what you're doing now?
I think everything I've ever done has played a part in getting to the point of bringing all the things into the documentary. From this point forward, I'm much clearer about what it is I want to do and what I don't. I mean, my main interest was always more scripted and fictional stuff. That's what I always did. This was a kind of departure for me. At the same time, fashioning a story out of what you've been given has been a tremendous discipline. I mean, incredible. Learning so much about the process, about how you put something together, and, you know, where the edge is, you know, in terms of how you can push things, trying and failing endlessly, you know. Ironically, the path of this documentary has been very much like the overall story of Eddie's life, trying and failing and trying and failing and trying and failing, and then finally starting to get pieces that worked. Because it is a mixture of styles, but as I said, I feel that reflects accurately his career and also my ability to tell that story. You know, going forward, I intend absolutely to, you know, I think what it has taught me is, like, if it has been like a kind of brutal film school, is how to do things faster, quicker, how to have a better eye, how to tell a story better, how to, although some people have felt that, oh, you know, oh, it's all very obvious, it's actually not. If you watch it a second time or a third time, you can actually see there are lots of bits of subtext going on that is not in your face the way they would have been in other cuts of it. And it's learning how to do that stuff, learning how to, you know, take the knockbacks when people go, oh, this is all terrible, and then go, it's actually not all terrible, it's just that I've made certain mistakes here, and then learning to fix them. So I think on all levels, you know, the lessons from this, I take them with into any aspect of anything I do from now on, you know, artistically, you know, budget-wise, you know, stylistically. Yeah, it's been a tremendous, you know, kaleidoscope of things to learn from, really.
So, what are you working on right now?
Well, I'm about to do a couple of things for other people, which are kind of manageable, but my own projects, I had a fictional film that was set in Donegal that I was actually working on before this all came up, which I kind of, you know, let go. But we just went and shot a speculative trailer a couple of months ago in Donegal, and it came out so beautifully that I thought, oh, maybe not then. Maybe I will pick it up again. And of course now, of course, I've got the opportunity to actually get, you know, an entirely different caliber of people to work on it from, you know, where it would have been 5 years ago. So that's my love project, which is where I'm at the moment. But I'm just finishing, we just shot the Madison Square Garden special for Eddie a couple of months ago. So we're actually in an online right at this very moment when I'm talking to you. So, because that's got to be delivered this year as well. And then, of course, you know, the other major things, we're actually releasing this documentary in the UK in a couple of months' time. So finishing all of that is kind of turning into a bit of a... it's a little bit of a circus, so we're doing stupid hours at the moment. So, and then, you know, there are lots of other projects on the horizon, but these are the things I've just got to get out of the way quick.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that you want to say about your journey, or how much fun it was to, I don't know if fun is the right word, but how much work went into this documentary?
Well, I think, you know, in the end, probably the amount of work is what finally made me see that actually, because there were, as I say, I don't want to go into all of them, but there were four entirely different stories, and this was the final version, which incorporated little parts of the others. And the others would be probably more standardly biographical, but with very particular slants and the kind of stuff that people always say they want to know. But it was actually just the process of trying and trying and failing with the documentary itself, and with a subject who is not naturally off-screen very verbose, funnily enough. not at all, nor liked being filmed in that mode, so it left us in a very difficult position. I think the struggle to just get that interview at the end, the struggle to identify what was really driving him, the struggle to do all of those things, really, I think it taught me patience. I think it made me realize that actually all our stories are the same. It's all about keeping going until something comes out, until something works out for you. You know, just as it is on a massive scale for what happened with Eddie, it is for me making the documentary, and it is for most people. But sometimes just seeing somebody do it, somebody that you can relate to, you know, not some magical, amazing, crazy, but just somebody that you go, oh, that's a human being. They did it. I can do it. I think in a bizarre way, to see that happen and to see people relate to it and to get this recognition for it, all of those things together combined to make me think, gosh, every hour was worth it in the end. Yeah. Every one of those hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours. So, and hundreds of hours of footage, never mind anything else. Grueling editing and, oh, God. But, I think in the end, it was all worth it just to have, you know, have somebody go, yeah, it's good. We recognize it. It's wonderful.